Blog Talk Radio.
I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. JBAZ Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and to set the captives free. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name, Jesus, together. Amen. Jesus is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's an omnipotent God. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And he is everything you need him to be. Amen? Yes, he is. And we have to hold to God's unchanging hand in these last and evil days. We see in these last days, Jesus told us in his word that perilous times would come. Amen? Men would become lovers of themselves, haters of God, despisers of them that do good. And this is the time that we are living in. And we need to watch and we need to pray. Amen? Watch and pray. That's what the Spirit is saying unto the church today. Watch and pray. Amen? We have to hold to God's unchanging hand. We cannot let the evil one slip up on us or trick us or tempt us. We have to hold to God's unchanging hand and hold true to his faith. Amen? We cannot forget from whence we've come and where our help comes from. It comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That reminds me of that song, Hold to His Hand. Hold to His Hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His Hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. You ought to hold to God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You ought to hold to God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to His hand. Come on and sing it with me. God's unchanging hand, yes. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. You ought to hold to God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand, yes. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. You ought to hold to God. Unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. In these last and evil days, hold true to your faith. Our scripture is coming from the book of Jude and the first and only chapter, the book of Jude. And that's the book before the book of Revelation. The general Epistle of Jude. I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before the old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. This is the last verse that I'm going to read, the verse 12 of Jude, the first chapter. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are, without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now lifting your name on high. Father God, we thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you for dying on the cross and giving us the right to the tree of life, and that we can enter in, Father God, and we can access you in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can have the remission of our sins, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in a time of need, that we can repent, Father, of our sins, and we can be washed in the blood of the Lamb and born of the Spirit and of water. We say thank you, Father. We honor you. We acknowledge you. We ask that you will help each and every one of us to hold true to your unchanging hand and hold true to the faith, and that we might contend to the faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ that was once delivered unto us, and that we will remain steadfast in Christ Jesus, unmovable, always abiding in the work of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Holding to God's unchanging hand, holding true to your faith. In these last and evil days, we have to watch and pray. He says these are feasts, a spot in your feast of charity. They are clouds without water. These are feeding themselves, they have no fear, without fear. And they are trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. He says, you will know them who my disciples are, that they may have love one towards another. He says, you will know the tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. The Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit are love, joy, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering. These are fruits of the Holy Spirit. But here in the first chapter of Jude, we find that people have lost their faith. They have went back on God from whence they first believed. They turned themselves away from the true and living God. They have not repented of their sins, but they are indulging in sin, and we know the pleasures of sin only last for a season. Why would we subject ourselves to an eternal hell and an eternal fire, a brimstone, because of our worldly lust? He says that Sodom and Gomorrah, they're going after strange flesh. Strange flesh. Amen. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, amen, but the flesh is weak. And he says they're going after strange flesh. These, he said, these are spots in your feast of charity. They are whales or clouds without water. They're feeding themselves without fear, and their trees wither with no fruit. They're twice dead, and they're plucked up by the roots. The Bible says that the wicked shall be cut off and wither like the grass. Jesus is telling us to watch and pray. We see so much of this strange flesh in our eyes, in the world, on our job, television, on the radio. And the world has accepted this lifestyle. But this is strange flesh. And Jesus tells us here in Jude, woe unto them. For they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Jesus Christ is warning us to build ourselves up in these last and evil and wicked days on our most holy faith. Amen. In the same chapter of Jude, first chapter, in the 18th verse and the 17th verse, let's back up, reads, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. But now unto him that is able, hallelujah, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Jesus is able. He's able to keep you from falling into this sin, sick world. Jesus tells us in his word to come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean things. God is love, and we are to love our enemies. But God is a just God, and God reproves a favorite son. He corrects us, and he teaches us, and he not only teaches us so that we can do better, but he corrects us. Amen. When we're going astray, when we're going the wrong direction, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest for your souls. He's such an awesome God. It's just a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul where I can go to the rock that's higher than I, of the Most High God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, you're covered when you're in the secret place of God. You can go to Jesus. I can go to the rock. Hallelujah. You can have peace in the midst of your storm, whatever is going on. He'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen? Jesus doesn't want us to walk in the flesh. He says, walk in the spirit. We cannot be a partaker of another man's sin. We can't agree with sin. Stand for Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus said, I would that you be hot or cold. You can't be in between. You can't be lukewarm. He said, because if you are, I'm going to spoon you out my mouth. We are seeing now people are prophesying in Jesus' name. He says some even cast devils out. He says they're going to even say to him when they stand before him in the judgment, I prophesied in your name. I even cast out devils in your name. See, watch and pray, people, listeners. Watch and pray that you be not deceived. People are being deceived. The devil comes, angel of light. It appears that everything is all right, but he's a great deceiver. And we must watch and pray. What does the definition of watch mean? It means to be on guard, be alert. Jesus said, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. So be on guard, listeners. Be on guard. Be about faith. Because he says he's coming like a thief in the night. And we don't want to be caught where our work's undone. We are living in. These are perilous times, wicked and evil. People have gone back on God. They have decided to not make Jesus their choice. But some say, oh, God loves us all. God wants us to come unto him. He wants us to repent of our sin. He wants us to be holy. He says, for I am holy. He said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. We have to walk in holiness. Holiness means we have to set our affections on things eternal, not our affections on the flesh or the lust of the flesh or the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, or even what we seek. We have to set our affections on things eternal. Amen? Build our hopes on things eternal. He says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We need to put on the armor, a full armor of God, and put on the mind of Christ, that we can think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and of a good report. Pure, things that are pure. Amen. God is an awesome God. He's so worthy to be praised. I love him. I can't get enough of Jesus Christ. He is everything to me. And I know he's everything to you if you allow him to be. He can be anything that you need. He said he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Whatever you need, he's right now, God. He can bring about a right now change. That means rhema, R-H-E-M, right now. A right now blessing. You need a rhema blessing. He's a right now God. He's a prayer answering God. But he stands at the door and knocks. And he asks, he says, whoever will let him in, he says, he'll come in and he'll sup with us. He says, you know, he will fill us with his spirit. He says, I'll come unto you. Yeah. And he will feast with you. And he says, come to the table where the feast of the Lord is going on. That's the table that he wants you to come. You don't want to sit at the table with spots that are in your feast of charity. God wants us to love. He wants us to show loving kindness to everyone. But he also wants us to reprove them and correct them. Amen. And tell them what thus saith the Lord. This is the word of God. The word of God is powerful. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the word that stands forevermore. It changes. It's going to stand even when the heaven and earth pass away. Stand on his word. Share the word of God. But be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So God wants us to watch and to pray. We see things happening now like never, ever before. There's so many things, so many injustices, so many things going on, trauma and disease and sickness. And we've never seen things like we've seen them now. But we can see these are signs. Jesus are giving us signs. Jesus says he wants us, he says, warning come before destruction. He warns us. Just like our parents would warn us and say, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna tell you. I know my mother would tell me, I'm gonna tell you one last time. I'm not gonna tell you anymore. God warns us because he said his wrath come upon the children of disobedience. And he said his spirit is not going to always strive with man. So in your sin, in your mess, don't you know God can bless? Come out from among them and be separate. Go to Jesus. Come to him just as you are. Let him change you. Be born of the water and of the spirit. And Jesus, he will fix you, he will change you, and he will make things all right. He will give you eternal life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Aunt Jean, for listening. God loves you both. I hope you have prayed that you've been encouraged and that God will continue to keep you in perfect peace as you keep your mind stayed on him. God bless you.
You're cold.